Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Can we go real quick? Just because it's fresh on my mind. The Roy Holiday. Can you even believe this? What did you think, Mafia? Did you see this or Carver High? Which one of you guys saw this and almost fainted? I mean, did you not, like, think, what is going on here? When did you ever think that you'd see that his autopsy report would list all those drugs in his system? I mean, bottom line, morphine, Ambien, amphetamines. I mean, what's going on there?
I'm not surprised at anything anymore when these things come back. I'm never surprised.
Really?
Really. There's been too many now. There's been too many things like this that happen.
Autopsy report notes that morphine can be found in the system as a result of heroin use. However, sources say there's no indication he was using heroin or any other drug. Well, then how do you have morphine in your system? And amphetamines. He's not using drugs, but the drugs are all in his system. Somebody drugged him? Is that the next thing I'm going to hear? That he was drugged by somebody? What, did they put three drugs in his system? What, like a drug cocktail? In his system, someone spiked his drink. I just don't believe that. Mafia, do you believe that? Like, how is it they said they don't think he did drugs? Well, of course he did drugs. If all the drugs are in his system, right? I mean, come on.
Right, it's not like this is some, you know, spy thriller where someone, you know, juiced you with these cocktail of drugs and to cover up some kind of murder or something. The guy was flying a plane. There was no one else with him.
And he was doing tricks in the plane.
Right.
Wasn't he doing crazy?
Yeah, he was flying up and down at high speeds, going crazy.
Flying crazy. He had to be, I mean, let's face it, right? Like, don't you think at this point that the whole thing about flying crazy and everything was, I mean, are you willing to guess that he was high, that he was doing it high and drunk or something? Or, I mean, they didn't say he was drunk. They just said he was on drugs.
It seems that that's the cause. It seems that that's what happened.
The coroner list, cause of death is blunt trauma and drowning. Well, of course, he crashed a plane in the Gulf of Mexico, but he was flying erratically. And he had morphine in his system and amphetamines. I mean, he had Ambien and everything, all of this stuff. How crazy is that? He was the only person aboard the Icon A5 light sport aircraft when it went down. He never did drugs when he played, did he? Did he ever? He never got popped for any of that.
Never heard any of that.
How crazy is that? When you saw that report, what did you think?
I said, I'm not...
You're not surprised. You're just like, whatever.
These things don't shock me anymore.
You're just you're cold-blooded, Carver.
That's it. I mean, these guys do this. You have no idea. And then the report comes out. I know we talked... Did we really think that Jose Fernandez is with the boat was going to come back? Did we really think that at first?
Did I think that... I definitely thought he was going to come back drunk.
I mean, these things, you know, they come back.
If you remember the show, I said, there's no way he crashed that boat.
Right.
He wasn't drunk and high.
Right. Well, we thought the drunk part. We didn't know the high part, so.
I wasn't surprised about that at all, that they were drunk and doing coke.
Right. I wasn't surprised about Fernandez. I'm surprised about Holiday. I mean, it explains maybe a little bit of why he was flying the way he was, but when you know, watch this guy's career, you never heard anything about him doing things like this. You know he's a family man. He allegedly, he's respected flying a lot because his father was a pilot. So to see that he was doing that while allegedly on things like this is very shocking, very surprising, and kind of disheartening. You know, when one of the guys that's supposed to be one of the good guys turns out to have stuff like this in his system when he dies, it really shakes you a little bit.
I know it sounds hard to imagine, and nobody wants to hear it, but no one cares about these guys after they get done playing. Is that not accurate? Like, no one cares about Roy Holiday anymore. I mean, is that about right? Seriously. Do we ever sit around talking about him ever? Unless there's some kind of Hall of Fame vote or something. Like, people don't care about these guys once they're gone.
No, they don't. They fall out of the limelight until there's some old-timers day or something. You're retiring your number or putting you in the Hall of Fame or you pass away. People forget.
That's right. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, is brought to you by GEICO. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to GEICO. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Heath in Pennsylvania, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Howdy, sir. How are you?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, it's been a long night for me. Can I get a domestic draft and a cool shot of Red Stag?
Can we get him a little shot of beer from the Pharrell Above? Check it out. There you go.
My man, thank you very much. I appreciate you. It's been a long day.
I believe
it. Mobile meth lab in a 91 Astro van. It's just been a pain in the ass all day.
I believe that.
But anyways, yeah, I totally agree with you on the Holiday situation. Terribly unfortunate. But his behavior and the fact that he had those narcotics in his system, no doubt. Like, yeah, that explains a lot.
I mean, I just think it's like no one wants to hear it. No one likes it. It's not something we're all sitting over here and enjoying. But it is what it is. If the guy crashed the plane, he was flying it like crazy. Maybe there was something wrong with the plane. That's not what they said, right? No one said that the – did they ever come out, Mavi, and say that the plane had problems or anything? They said that he crashed the plane.
Right.
And that he was driving and doing tricks and getting crazy in the plane. Is that not right?
That's correct.
And then now the autopsy report says he was filled up with amphetamines, Ambien, and morphine. And the morphine thing is what gets me. I'm really not that big of a deal on the greenies. Like, the guy was taking amphetamines or something, uppers, whatever. But that's no good either, is it? You can't mix. Is that a good idea? The cocktail of morphine and Ambien and amphetamines? That's just a bad mixture, if you ask me. One's an up, one's a down, right? And then the other one's a sleeping medication, for God's sake. So, I mean, at that point, you start wondering, like, I mean, if the guy was that high or whatever, then people stop feeling sorry for him, right? I mean, let's just face facts, right? At some point, people are like, oh, so he was all drugged up and he crashed and died? Well, then there you have it. That explains it. That's what you asked for it, right? I mean, no one wants to hear that, but if you're all high and drugged up and you're flying a plane, what do they say about these pilots if they catch them drunk or doing rails? And they got 200 bodies and souls on board. Nobody wants to be flying in an airplane to vacation with some pilot that's lit, do you? It's as simple as that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.